Hello and welcome to Living in the Now with me, Marie-Angèle Nasco, and my guest today is Clara Rose, who came with a guitar. Welcome to the studio, Clara Rose. How are you today?
I'm very well, Marie-Angèle. Great to see you again. So thank you so much for having me in.
Well, I remember the first time I met you was actually in Portugal. I was teaching yoga in Portugal.
I know, what a place.
We had a great time, and on the last night we decided to have a little bit of a knees up. So we borrowed a guitar and you sang for us. And I was actually really surprised. Oh, what a powerful voice came out of you.
Yeah, little woman, as they say.
So, and in the meantime, since then, you released a CD. And I did listen to this CD and I found it really good. And I'm not just saying that because you're in the room.
Oh, thank you very much.
But I was wondering if you could tell our listeners how you got interested into music. How did it start for you? Has it always been in your blood?
Yeah, I think so. Both my parents are musicians. My grandfather was in the show bands many years ago. My grandfather on the other side was very involved in Irish music, Kiltis, and always sang. So I kind of couldn't get away from it. It was always going to be a big part of my life. And I'm kind of blessed that I'm able to have it so much a part of my life now. It's everything I do is music. So it's going the way I've always wanted it to go. So I don't know why that is, but I count myself as blessed because of that. Yeah.
So what happens for you when you playing the guitar and singing? How does it affect you personally?
I think it's changed over the years. I'm very much more aware now of what effect it has on me, whereas because it has always been such a part of my life, I just always did it. But then, you know, as I grew up and things happened to me, you know, sad things or happy things, I realised that I'd always come back to the guitar and my voice and use them to maybe express what I'd gone through or just get it all out of me or to come back into the self. Or, you know, so I do know now, I'm very aware of how it's like an extra limb really for me, the guitar. And the voice is very, what would you say?
Well, it's an instrument as well, but it's always part of you. I suppose if you go somewhere and you don't have your guitar with you, you always have your voice.
Yeah.
So it's very transportable.
Yeah, and it's such a personal instrument. I think for everybody, the voice is a very personal thing. Like as a singer, some people don't really get sometimes how as a singer. Like sometimes as a musician, you can hide behind your instrument, like no matter how you're feeling. But if you're using your voice, you can't really hide if you're feeling sad or if you're feeling, you know, stressed out. It all comes out in the voice. Yeah.
And I suppose that's the beauty of it. I think that we recognize a real musician or a powerful singing by being able to put all the feelings into your song. And for the listener, it's very much what makes the difference and how the listener can really relate to whatever the feeling is, whether it's sadness or joy or even anger, actually. It can be any feelings. Yeah. So, and it's powerful. You say you use it in your work as well. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about it? Do you work as a music therapist?
Yeah, I trained and qualified. I trained for 2 years as a music therapist in Limerick and qualified in 2008. And I've been working then ever since with people with disabilities and music. So the voice is a huge part there because some of the clients I work with don't have speech, but they have very distinctive vocal sounds that they use to communicate whatever they need or these kind of things. Or sometimes just their vocal sounds are their sounds. So as a music therapist, it's really important to be able to support that sound. So whether that's maybe finding the key that the pitch that they are expressing and go like singing with them along with that or supporting them with the guitar or with piano or even with drums. It's the voice is central really to the work, you know.
So it's more about them exercising their voice rather than learning an instrument.
Yeah, no, it's really more about
using their voice.
Yeah, taking their self-expression and validating that expression and kind of letting them know that they're not alone, sort of these kind of things, or just kind of developing their own sense of creativity and their own sense of self all through music. So it's kind of fascinating work.
And I was wondering if you could allow our listeners to listen to one of your music live. It's your own composition, I believe.
Yeah. I've been writing songs for 10 years now. I don't want to give away my age, but... I'll play a song for you if you like.
What's it called?
Well, it popped into my head just as I was driving over here. It's a very old one. I wrote it when I was 17, I think. But it's kind
of... Which is only yesterday.
Yeah. But it's kind of about... It's called Cold Winter, and it's about... sort of living in the now. I sometimes think Irish people have this thing that, oh, you know, it's going to be very cold winter, or it's going to be, you know, this certain. They're always looking ahead and kind of saying, but I think, you know, people should just come back to it and go, no, what's happening now? You know, you have to grasp that. So that's kind of what it's about. So I'll take it away.
Bright star shining out, I know where you are, but still I can't see how the tides might be turning. See, the candle is burning. Far away from home, but tell me, when's this cold winter gonna come? Oh, now, when's this cold winter gonna come? Just the sun.
was a beautiful live song from Clara Rose. Thank you so much, Clara. I just found my whole body vibrating with the music. It just feels very powerful. You know, when you talk about music therapy, about helping people to find their own voice, I think that the vibration of your voice and your guitar, but especially your voice, can be very, I suppose, very healing for people in some way. I don't know if anybody ever said that to you.
It's been said, yeah, but never so eloquently.
So I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about your passion for music. And I do believe you use your music not just for music therapy, but also you sing for people. You've recorded a CD as well. So tell us a little bit more about the other side of your career.
Yeah, so it's I'm chasing two rabbits. I've got a music therapy career, and then I've got my music career, which is it's going pretty well now at the moment, which is great. I'm very thankful that I'm able to perform my own music for people, and people always respond well to it. Just at the weekend there, I was with my own band at the Monaghan Blues Festival, so that was very different. We were sort of rocking it out up in Monaghan, and people just loved it. Now it was great fun. That's why my voice sounds a bit husky today. I released the CD in 2010, and that kind of spurred on me to do a tour around Ireland with my band. And ever since then, I've been performing either as just solo or with my keyboard player, or sometimes I sing with my mother.
I was going to say that, because I was lucky enough to meet your mom on a couple of occasions as well, and I believe she also is part of your backing on tour.
Yeah, well, when she can and when she wants to, you know, I don't push her into it, but
it's a family thing.
Yeah, well, our two voices together, people always comment on,
harmonize very well.
Yeah, and that you know, people that are related to each other, their voices always. If they can sing, you know, it kind of, like when you think of family bands, like, you know, the McGarrigle Sisters or the Staves now, the new kind of harmony groups, but they're all related, and their voices kind of create this magical togetherness, you know. So me and Mam have that, and we love singing together. We knock great crack out of it as well, you know. So
it's very funny, because actually I had met your mum before, but then lately I was at a residential weekend of yoga last spring actually, and then, you know, somebody was singing with the guitar, and I said, gosh, that sounds exactly like Clara Rose, but I hadn't put two and two together. And actually afterwards I said, I know this voice, and then it turned out it was your mum.
Oh yeah.
So the way she sings and plays the guitar is, there's a familiarity. There is something,
yeah.
You know, there's something similar. It's different, but there is a resonance there.
It has crossed the generation, yeah.
I was wondering if you could give our listeners your contact details.
Oh yeah, if anybody wants to check out my music or buy the album, they can do so by visiting www, nobody says that anymore. So the website is clararosemusic.com. So they can send me messages through that, or even look me up on Facebook as well. I'm there, and you can watch videos or listen to the music.
And you mentioned your CD, so it's Clara Rose, a portfolio?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to play a song live from your CD?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If that's cool. So this is a song called Dreaming is Easy, and it's a waltz, so it can lull anybody off to sleep, I think.
When she first stepped out of it, she thought it would be perfection. She's tried so hard to talk about it, but somehow missed the connection. Lifting up those empty glasses, shunning off the dirty glances, wishing she could. went along with what was given to him, and he ended up sorry and tired, lifting up those golden glasses filled with his hopes of valley years, wishing he could be rid of the thought that all his life was wasted.
You are listening to Living in the Now on Dublin City FM 103.2 with me, Marie-Angeline Lascaux, and beautiful singing voice of Clara Rose on the guitar and obviously on the voice as well. It's an extract from a CD, but played live for you, listeners. So I'm just amazed because sometimes music on CD sounds fantastic, and then when you have the person live in studio, it's not quite the same. But I actually feel that in your case, it's nearly the opposite, that it actually is more powerful to be in the room while you're singing and playing than actually listen to the CD, which is quite extraordinary.
That's the magic tricks.
And I could see the technician moving with the music as well while you were playing. So hopefully our listeners were as well. I do believe that for you, music is very therapeutic as well, very healing. Tell us about it.
For me, yeah. Well, I suppose it starts there, the realisation of that. Let me see now. How is it? Well, after, even though I work every day with music and use the guitar and all that, I suppose the way I know that it's therapeutic for me is that I still want to pick it up maybe after my evening has come to a close and I'm just, you know, winding down for the night. I'd still pick up the guitar and play my own music, you know, or make up new things or write a song. So I kind of know that it's not just a job for me. It's kind of part of who I am. And it's definitely got me through many things. And I think even writing song lyrics and that kind of thing, it just self-expression is huge. I mean, if you can't express yourself, I don't know, where do you go from there? So it's a gift, and I'm very thankful for that gift, and it's helped me through many things. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, easier things and deepest thing as well, isn't it?
It
can help you through many things, you know, you personally and the listeners, that music can be very healing, even if you're going through very difficult challenges in life. As you explain yourself, it can be something to fall back onto, you know. So you know, in your case, you're very lucky because you can play your own voice and your own guitar. But I think even for listeners, to put a CD on, you know, something that they can relate to can help them, you know, if they've had a difficult time or...
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's something there maybe in the lyrics or somewhere that you can resonate with and relate to. And it kind of makes you realise you're not on your own, you know. So that's why we need music and... All forms of art, really, isn't it? Yeah.
And I was wondering if you would be able to play something really soft for us, because we usually end the show with a guided meditation. Mm. And I was saying, since you have your guitar there, instead of putting on CD, you could play something really soft in the background while I take people through a meditation.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are driving the car, I suggest that you find a suitable parking space if you want to take part into this guided meditation. And of course, if you have to drive the car, then please keep your eyes on the road. But if you have found a parking space, or if you're at home, then perhaps you can make yourself really comfortable. And when you're ready, close your eyes. And just take time to adjust your body in your seat, allowing your spine to be vertical. Your body relaxed with your arms on your laps. As your eyes close, you let yourself be free from whatever it is that's been happening in your life, in your day, or what is about to happen in your life or in your day. And see, can you bring yourself into an awareness of your body, your position in the chair? As you listen to my voice, and the soft guitar in the background. See, can you allow yourself to move away from the busyness of your mind and instead focusing on my words, the music, and let all other thoughts leave your mind. From time to time, your mind will distract you again. And each time you bring yourself back to listening to my voice, listening to the music, and listening to the natural rhythm of the breath flowing in and out of your body. For these few minutes, you're literally giving yourself time to breathe. You don't have to breathe in a specific way, but you pay attention to your breath. So as you breathe in, simply say to yourself, I am breathing in. And let that in-breath be as soft and deep as you able. And then as you breathe out, simply say to yourself, I am breathing out. And let that out breath be as soft, as long as possible. And gradually allowing the in breath and the out breath to be equal. So if you notice, for example, that you have a short in breath and a long out breath, see, can you lengthen the in breath? If on the other hand, you have a long in-breath but a short out-breath, then you lengthen your out-breath. And keep the focus on your breathing. I'm breathing in a nice long deep breath. I'm breathing out a nice long deep breath. And let there be no effort in your breathing, allowing the breath to flow in and allowing the breath to flow out. Breathing effortlessly at your own rhythm. Continue to breathe in this way for as long as you need. You begin to notice all the feelings and sensations in your body. but keep the awareness with the breath. I am breathing in. I am breathing out. Dwelling in the present moment. I know this is a wonderful moment. And when you feel ready, on an out breath, open your eyes to a new moment. Remain for me to thank you, Clara Rose. It was fantastic to have you in the studio today. We're just going to have you back some other time. I found your voice very powerful, and I do hope that you continue to use your voice both to entertain people and to help people in their own therapy. So I'll just repeat your website again, www.clararosemusic.com. From me, Marie-Angèle Nasco, and all the team here at Living in the Know, have a brilliant week.